Good afternoon on the 1st of July 2016. And this little podcast is going to be a reflection on what it was like to participate in the sharing of pieces of audio during the month of June. A number of people did it using Audio Boo, using lots of different things. I'm trying to remember what the other Audio Bow, trying to remember what the other platforms were. But the key thing is that all of the pieces of audio were curated, really, under a hashtag called Audio Mo, which, and retweeted by the Audio Mo Twitter account, and which was run by Ernie. And I'd just like to, before I reflect on it, let me just say thank you in case you don't listen any more to the rest of this, Ernie. Thank you very much. I think somebody said it was 6 consecutive years that this activity has been run. And I am especially pleased to have had the opportunity to have heard audios by people who I'd never heard of before. Several new voices, new experiences. I was pleased to listen to. Now, I didn't like all the audios. I didn't like what everybody had to say. But what I did like about every single one of them was that the person had made a piece of audio and shared it. I loved that, not having any idea what an effort it took, what an intention lay behind the making of the audio. So I have to say that for me, the big issue wasn't whether I liked or disliked a piece of audio. It was how many people are going to make audio, and who are these people who I've, many of whom I hardly know at all. One of the things I learned and noticed was that a lot of people were visually impaired or blind. Biggest single group by far. Well, I'm not sure I should put all the people who have visual impairment, if you like, or lousy vision, in together. No, so I'm not going to say they're all a category, but I certainly found that interesting. I guess there's a bit of disappointment for me that some people who are on Audio Boom didn't participate, because I would have loved them to contribute. I would have been terribly interested in what they had to say. So a couple of other thoughts on it. The impression I have is that some people didn't have time to, or didn't, yeah, have time to listen to other people's audios. And some people also weren't sure what they could make audio about. Everyone was delighted that I've listened to. They were delighted to have made audio. So the making part, the creative part, that's been a very strong experience for people. And that's very, I like that. I love that a lot. I love to hear in people's voices the satisfaction of having participated. And I really chuckled when I heard one person say that they'd only done 29 pieces of audio during the month. That really made me chuckle. The other thing I noticed is that some people said that they didn't think that the audios they'd made were any good. Now, they may not have been the exact words. And this was, they were, yeah, I thought, Who's any good at knowing whether their audio is good? Who has any idea what effect their piece of audio could have on other people? It only takes a single phrase to change the life of a person, in my experience. And since you haven't got very much idea what's going on in almost everybody else's life, you can. It's probably quite a good thing not to criticize yourself, and I it's good to be reminded of that. You can be doing great things for other people without having a clue that you're doing that, and you may never ever find out. So I thought that was another great thing about the audios, that, you know, there were people listening. Nobody had a clue who was listening to them. You know, we all hoped that lots and lots of people were listening and that they were loving what we were doing, but we had no way of knowing at all. And that's an important ability, to live with the uncertainty. I have personally had a very interesting moment in the middle of it, where I said something in relation to somebody else's audio. I said something about the value of getting comments, getting feedback, getting any sort of response to a piece of audio. And hey presto, several responses came then. So I think that's, and I was thrilled about that. So I think that listening to other people and bouncing off their audios is a great thing to do. And I regret that I didn't do more of that. And perhaps I regret that I didn't take on a theme right from the very beginning, that every one of my audios was going to be in response to somebody else's audio. That would have been an interesting theme. Okay, once more. I wonder if I got any other thoughts. I was also I noticed variations in the quality of the audio sound. You know, some people very professional, meaning that their audio was produced using various pieces of software that cleaned up the audio, did all sorts of other things to it. And I was full of admiration for those people who kind of gave me a bit of a impetus to experimenting with doing better quality sound. How it was comparatively easy for me to make audios during the month of June, because I'm very experienced at doing it. And but I'm very experienced at doing it, don't find it hard, but I still feel that it's done me a power of good. Above all, listening to other people, and secondly, myself. I've had a certain consciousness about the ums and ahs and wanting to get better. Just pausing instead of saying, that sort of thing. That's been a personal issue because I'm working on becoming better as a public speaker. In conclusion, the number one thing for me was the joy at listening to other people. And I look forward to doing more of that as the year goes on. And secondly, and finally, and most importantly, the great Ernie. Thank you very, very much,
Ernmander.